Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Sunday, Blog Talk Radio, and this is Linus and Vernice. Talk to me. Today is Father's Day, June 20th, and our show today will be about fathers. So I'm telling everyone now, you can call in and put a shout-out to your father, whether he's living or if he's taking wings. It could be your father, your grandfather, your godfather. It could be your uncle. But you're more than welcome to call in and give a shout-out. Okay. And the number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, as always, we start with the news, the entertainment news. So, let's begin. On the eve of Michael Jackson's death, the Jackson family is dealing with more turmoil, y'all. Joe Jackson, the patriarch of the family, opened up a can of worms when he accused mom, Catherine, of not doing enough to save their son. Papa Joe quickly backtracked on his statements, claiming his words were taken out of context. Okay, let that be the reason, bro. Someone must have reminded Papa Joe that he has no money and he is still getting money from Catherine. Can I get a what? Anyway, younger brother Randy, you know, he had taken sick and was in the hospital. He's now at home resting well, and he had a mild heart attack. And other Jackson news also, get ready for a Michael Jackson video. Game is due out in stores by Christmas. So we will be looking at that to find out what's going on. Oh, my goodness, we have a caller already. You're on the air. You're on the air, caller. Caller, go ahead, please. How come it's on the air? Hello, caller, do you hear us? Hello? Hello? Okay, well, anyway, continue on with the news. Star Jones is writing a book. Jones is looking for a new career path since leaving The View and getting kicked off the TV show The Insiders. Oh, well. Jones needs a new career, and now she's writing a novel about the female host of a talk show. Sound familiar, y'all? Can we say The View? Okay, well, and now update information on Gary Coleman's estate. A judge in Utah has decided who is going to be the administrator of the Gary Coleman estate. Coleman's ex-wife, a former manager, and a mystery woman have all filed claims to be in charge. A recent court document was discovered showing that maybe Coleman's ex-wife, Shannon Price, pulled the plug too soon, y'all. The document stated that the will called for him to be on life support for 15 days. Price only waited one day before she told them to pull the plug, and Coleman died. Oh, Coleman died as a result of a head injury in his house. I said last week, somebody money hungry, and I'll leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
Yep.
So, hi, caller. You on the air with us? Hello? I'm not hearing my caller. Are you there? Caller, are you on the air? Okay. Anyway, moving on. I guess eventually. I don't know why it's not going on the air, but anyway. Okay, former NBA star Dennis Rodman owes over $300,000 in back child support. He's lucky he found somebody to have a child by him. Anyway, his ex-wife says it is owed to their two children. Bless her heart, bless her heart. Singer Brian McKnight is also having child support issue. He owes close to $400,000 to a 14-year-old. McKnight says it's the result of a brief fling, but now it's costing him a ton of money. Brother Brian, if you play, be ready to pay.
Yep.
Okay, McKnight's fiance just gave birth to a baby earlier this year, and he has two older sons. You're up to four, Brian. Check yourself, brother. Okay, D.L. Hughley is getting a game show on NBC. Who's Bluffing Who? Shows contestants bluffing their way into winning $1 million. Excuse me. Also, Steve Harvey will be hosting the new version of Family Feud on the Game Show Network. Steve will have his debut this fall. Okay. Congratulations to Oscar winner Denzel Washington, who now adds a Tony to his collection. All right.
Yay!
Yay! Go Denzel. And get ready for the Karate Kid sequel. The newest box office champ stars Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan. It is a remake of the 80s classic that originally starred Pat Morita and Ralph Macchio. The movie cost $40 million to make and has already, as of last weekend, grossed over $56 million in its opening weekend. Congratulations to Jaden Smith. The movie was produced by Jaden's parents, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. It is a great family movie. So y'all go out and support the family. Also at the movies is Toy Story 3, The Adventures of Buzz, Woody, Jesse, Ken, and Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Also, while we're talking about the movies, if you haven't had the opportunity to rent Shutter Island with Leonardo DiCaprio, I'll just say this. The movie's good if you like crazy, okay? I'm not going to give it away, but if you like crazy, you'll enjoy the movie. From Paris with Love with John Travolta, excellent, a lot of action, good storyline. In fact, if you enjoy John Travolta and Pulp Fiction,
and Face Off, then
you will definitely, yep, mm-hmm. Right, you'll enjoy him in From Paris with Love.
Yep.
The next movie, which is good, Book of Eli with Denzel. Very good. What I would say about the movie, not only to go to watch it or rent it, I should say, but if you're spiritual and you know your Bible, this is an excellent movie for you. It's excellent for anybody, actually, because it does relate to the Bible. But it's—I don't want to give it away. You need to rent it and check it out. Denzel did an excellent acting on that. Also, Alice in Wonderland, Johnny Depp. I don't know if 3D will come out, but if you get a chance to see the movie, it's a good family movie. Also, on demand for you people that have Comcast or cable, Rob Thomas on Soundstage in Demand. Rob Thomas used to be with Matchbox 20. Y'all, you got to check the young man out. He does a really good job. I was surprised. It was good. Flip the switch. Okay. The next is the Queen of Soul. Aretha Franklin turned a lot of heads over the weekend in New York. Franklin was stunning at the Tony Awards. She showed off her recent weight loss. The Queen of Soul, y'all, has lost 60 pounds.
Wow.
All right, can I get a clap for that?
Yay!
Yeah, Aretha, you deserve two, girl. Anyway, she's doing really good. Also inducted into the Apollo Theater, we're honored, was not only Michael Jackson, but Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony. How about that? So anyway, I'm so happy for Aretha because, you know, y'all, we were worried about her health. She was getting pretty stout. So I'm glad to know that she's on the path and the road to better health. We want to see you around for many more years to come, Aretha. Okay, also in the news, Gabby Sidbe's mom, Alice Tan Ridley, is wowing him on America's Got Talent. The 58-year-old Subway singer is hoping to win the competition. America's Got Talent is hosted by Nick Cannon, and it airs Tuesday night. So if you get a chance, y'all, watch the show. You know who Sidbe is. She was the one that was in the movie with the comedian. Monique.
Monique?
Yeah.
Oh, and she played Precious?
Precious,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think everybody will enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're at the point we're going to give shout-outs for Father's Day, and it looks like we have a call already, but I will let Vernice start first.
Oh, I'd like to wish everybody, every dad, happy Father's Day, brother, sister, uncle, nephew, if there's any, happy Father's Day. And I hope that we will get good calls coming in to help us with the program. What do we have now, Lenny?
Okay, callers on the air, go ahead, please. Give your shout-out. Callers on the air, give your shout-out, please.
It's not working, huh?
We have another caller on the air. Give your shout-out.
I can hear you
barely. Can you speak louder into the phone? Sorry.
Callers on the air, give your shout-out, please. Oh, that's a repeat of you.
Oh, okay.
Another caller on the air, give your shout-out.
What is it doing? Hi, this is Linus.
Speak louder into the phone.
Sorry. Calling back. Hi, this is Linus. Do you have a shout out for us? We can't hear you talking for some reason. Okay, can you hear? Can you hear me? Oh, sorry. Okay, you're on the air. I don't know why we're not hearing the folks. Okay, well, let me give a shout out. I want to my dad, Joe Boyd, to my brothers, Douglas and Carl, a shout-out to my grandfather, Joe Kaiser Boyd. So happy Father's Day to all of you, and I love you, and I miss you, and wish you were still here, but that's okay. You got your wings, and you're flying around watching me, and I appreciate that and the support. Okay. And let me apologize. For some reason, I'm having a difficulty, I don't know why, getting the callers on air so I can hear you. Never experienced that before. It's, right up.
It's different, yeah.
Because I see two callers that you're trying to call in, but for some reason.
And let me apologize. For some reason, I'm having a difficulty getting the callers on air.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm trying to get folks on the air. For some reason it's not coming through. I don't know why.
Any news that we have been there?
No. We've kind of really discussed all the entertainment news.
Okay. Well, I haven't did much today. I'm really excited about going to college, for tomorrow.
Oh, yes, your first day of school.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. I hope I can learn my way around the campus. It's brand new for me, children.
Oh, you will do good. I know you'll do good. I can hear him laughing, but they're not. Yeah. Go ahead. Try to give your shout out. I can't hear you, but go ahead. Maybe it'll come up online. Isn't that crazy? Do you hear me? Hello? Are you still on the line? Oh. I am so sorry. I apologize, everybody. For some reason, I just don't know why it's not coming up. In the meantime, the number is 646-727-2914. I definitely apologize for this. We're doing everything possible technically to get the callers on, but for some reason, and we've got two calls hanging too.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, geez, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
That's too bad.
I've been trying so hard to get through and
isn't that the truth?
Contact with us.
Well, cannot unmute a caller. Okay. Hello? Do you hear me? Oh. I got them both on the air, but I think they hung up. Okay, well, what else can we, oh, boy.
How do you like the weather?
You're through.
Hey.
Go ahead and give your shout.
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to my dad. He's gone. He's been gone for 2 years, but I'm still missing. And he was a World War II veteran, and I just miss him a whole lot. And I want to shout out to all the fathers there.
That is so nice. What's your dad's name?
His name was Edward. They called him Gone.
Oh. Okay. Well, Mr. Edward, we're also sending up shout outs to your dad.
Yes, and I'm one of your buddies from Ebony over 55.
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing real well, and I'm on my way to see Denzel in New York City.
You are?
Oh, yes, I can't wait. I'm leaving Wednesday.
I can't wait either. I want to see that so bad.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they say the play was really good. He won a Tony, so he's an excellent actor, though.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I'm real proud of him. So I'm looking forward to it. Okay,
well,
thank
good.
You,
look at you. Well, thank you for calling in for a shout out to your dad. That was very nice.
Okay,
and I'm sure he's smiling down at you now.
Okay, so thank you. Bye-bye.
You're most welcome. Okay, and we have another caller on the air. Right here. Ma'am, you want to go ahead? Go ahead with your shout out to your dad. Yes, we have a caller on the air. Go ahead with your shout out.
Hey, to just keep up.
This is
great work.
Oh, here you go. Okay, go ahead. And who's calling, please?
This is Ron.
Oh, hi, Ronnie. Okay, go ahead and give a shout out.
And I just called to say to just keep up with this great job that you're doing.
I'm having technical difficulties today, but thank you anyway. We're working on it. We're working on it.
Well, that's all that I wanted to say.
Oh, did you want to give a shout out to your dad?
Yes, to him and to everyone else.
Okay, that's very good. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you're having a wonderful Father's Day today too, as well.
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
All righty. Bye bye. Okay, caller on the air. Go ahead and speak up, please. Says they're on the air.
Yeah.
I don't know. Strange, huh? Why can't... Oh, Lord, Father's Day and technical difficulties.
Of all days.
Of all days. Of all days, it would have to be today.
Maybe it's got to do with the rainy weather we're having today.
You think?
Yeah. Oh. Why not? We blame it on the rain.
Is that the truth?
We blame it on the rain.
Ain't that the truth? Mm. Well, let's see. What else can we talk about? Well, I had a good day at work. I wished all the guys. Let me give a shout out to the guys at work. Everett, Tom, Danny, happy Father's Day, Frank and Kenny. I hope you guys are having a good day today. I know you're at work, but I'm sure before you came to work this evening, because they're working swing shift, night shift, you enjoyed with your family. So shout out to you guys. Shout out also to all the brothers at EO55. Happy Father's Day to all of you as well. Yes. Okay. Well,
what are we going to do with this speaker problem here? We got to figure out what's going on with that. So,
yeah.
I wanted to say with the new system that we got here, it could be part of that. What do you think?
I don't know. That is interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Well, next Sunday we're going to have a good show because we're going to be talking about relationships.
Oh, yeah.
So we definitely want everybody to call in.
Yes, and we got to make sure that our sound system is up where everybody can hear each other.
Yes, yes.
We don't know what's going on, but we're going to be working on it between now and then.
Yeah, because it definitely... Let's see. There. And then there. She's on the... Okay. This person should be on the air. They are. I don't know why it's not coming through. But anyway, we won't worry about that. We've discussed that enough.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? What was in the news? Well, the oil what's his name? We can talk about that.
Oh.
He got his head they're talking about he won't get another job as a public, as a PR consultant.
Yeah.
Tony, whatever his name
is.
Yeah,
his name is Tony. I can't remember his last name either, but I think he was just a pawn in the whole thing because he really didn't know what was going on. All he could do was apologize. But he had no inkling of how the oil business worked. You know what I mean?
I don't think he had understanding about an oil rig and also down below.
Exactly. I don't think he had any understanding either. Mm-hmm. I think he made a good move on taking that decision because after they grilled him in Congress, you know, I said, well, I don't think he really wanted to go through that again. Because he did 2 days of it.
No.
And so I said, yeah, I think he had enough of that. He went to go vacation over with his daughter or over somewhere on a boat or something. He took a vacation from all of that. I said, well, yeah, for all the other stress that he's been under, I don't blame him, you know. I couldn't blame him.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they also, what was I going to say besides that? At least they're going to pay, what is it, $3 billion? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to pay out to all those businesses and people that were affected down in the coast area because there's generations that have lost their business and will not and don't know when they're going to make
That's
money.
Right. And they really don't think that even $3 billion is going to be enough.
Hmm.
They think it's going to get higher because of that, because it had affected so many people. And mostly all those people, like you said, had their businesses down there.
And it's going to be for a while.
It's going to be for a long time.
I mean, that oil spill is not going to clean up right away. They're trying to save the poor animals down there. So, yeah.
Well, it's really sad for them to have to go through that. My heart goes out to them.
Me too.
I said, oh, my gosh.
Me too.
This is worse than Katrina, I think.
Yes.
I think this is where
they're saying
that,
Yeah.
Because this is...
It's devastating people's business. Katrina, they could come back and find...
And rebuild.
Housing
and
rebuild and stuff.
And they still have their fishing and stuff like that, but this has just wiped out everything.
Yeah, they don't even have a way of life.
Yeah. That's pretty
so
sad.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, If you want, we could cut it short tonight, seeing though we're having technical difficulties.
Totally unexpected, and we do apologize.
Yes, we do apologize, believe me. This wasn't meant to happen, but, you know, things happen. Technology, it may be good, but it has its faults at times, too. So we do thank people that did call in and support us and gave us the
shout-outs.
Yeah. So I think what we're going to do now, we're going to close the show out early. And be sure and tune in next Sunday, because really we're going to be talking about relationships from 30 up. How do you deal with relationships, the children, the sex, the understanding, communication, the longevity. So we'll be discussing all that next Sunday. And we want people to call in with your opinion, because everything is valid.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a right to their say. So please do call in next Sunday, and it will be at 6 o'clock. And trust me, there will not be technical difficulties. We will have this.
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
Yes, and I was just calling to find out your views about that was Alvin Green.
You know what? I only got a little bit of that. I haven't had a chance to really read about it. Alvin Green is a guy. Isn't he running in Minnesota? And by fluke, he got the Senate seat.
No,
yes.
That is.
But he didn't get it.
No, that is down in, I believe that's down in, with the South.
South Carolina?
Carolina, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because he has no experience, no nothing.
I never
heard
of him.
And he put his name on there,
yes.
And it was he did a YouTube thing.
I know, and I never
heard
of him.
They voted him in.
Yeah, until he was voted in. Nobody has heard of him. And I'm like, okay, where did he come from?
I don't think he has an agenda. I don't think he even has people working for him or advertising.
Mm-mm.
None of that.
What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think, Ronnie?
It's kind of hard to say, just that the whole thing of that is just weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
It's very suspicious. And when they questioned him about it, he was just like really avoidant. He, you know, tried to say as little as possible.
I don't think he thought he was going
to
get it.
Either that or he just plain wasn't prepared.
Who does not have a job, and he did claim that he did pay, I believe it was like the $10,000 fee, or I believe it was like,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a whole lot for someone who does not have a job.
That's right.
Because where did he get the money from?
Because I did read the last money he had,
mm-hmm.
Ronnie, was $100.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That was all he had left, yeah. And he paid the fee, you know, and that was like, well, okay, you're broke. Why would you go into this field? Because it's a costly field for advertising and all that.
What was
and
his
workers.
Agenda?
Don't know that. Did you know, Ronnie? I don't even know what his agenda is.
Well, that he does have that, but, you know, that's something that you might want to just check into, and you may want to just talk about that soon.
Okay. I appreciate that, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anything else you want to talk about? That was good about Alvin Green. I forgot about him.
I'll just keep it clean. I don't want the. I don't want the cops coming after me.
No, we don't want the cops coming after you. We want you to call us back.
Oh, listen, did you hear about in Seattle about the little girl that the policeman clocked her?
Well, she wasn't that little, but yes.
Well, she wasn't a little girl. She was 19 years old, and her girlfriend was 17. But if she had to listen to the policeman and stood still, no, she's going to tussle with the policeman, and then of course the girlfriend jumped on the back. Well, Ronnie, the next day she went with the minister,
mm-hmm.
and saw that policeman and apologized for her behavior.
Mm-hmm, she did.
She knew she was wrong.
Yeah.
But you know what got me?
They're going to press charges against her, though.
Well, they're
going
to press charges because she assaulted an officer.
Mm-hmm. She didn't think she was going to get in trouble. That's why she apologized. That's my opinion.
Did you check out NAACP how they jumped on the bandwagon? Pissed me off.
Yes. I saw that, and I said, no, that wasn't
you
right.
Know,
what do you think, Ronnie?
Well, to be honest, I have not actually, like I've just seen those brief scenes that I've only seen those scenes that are on the news. But
right.
The thing that I think is bad is when you were that I'm and. Because I'm thinking she thought, okay, I can just punch this guy as I can do Mike or Joe and things are going to be okay. Well, no,
right,
you cannot do that. And if you come
yeah.
to me as a man, I might actually just treat you that way too. So.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the reason why she had that same kind of mentality.
Well, she had a prior case last year where she hit a cop. This ain't the first time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes,
oh.
Dear.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that was the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
The 19-year-old, yeah. She got into it with a police officer last year.
Oh, my goodness.
So she didn't learn anything?
Evidently.
hmm.
Evidently, she didn't learn anything.
Nope.
Maybe this time they're going to really, you know, put some time on her this time.
Oh, yeah, that's
really
probably why she went to the minister.
Yeah, really think about what she did. Yeah.
Well, but then I'm not saying that he, you know, just that the officer had to do that, but then, you know, just.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
agree
just,
with that, too. He really didn't have to do that. He really didn't have to hit her.
Well, I'll just say, I didn't like that he hit her in her face,
right.
And he clocked her in her face. But also, he was by himself. Number
I
one,
that
he should have called backup right away.
Yeah.
But he was by himself, surrounded by all these young folks.
You don't always have that chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't always have that. Right. But then, you know, just said, okay, yes, that he did hit her. But then the options that he did have is he could have pulled out, you know, with his nightstick, he could have pulled out this gun.
I'm glad he didn't pull out a gun, because in that kind of atmosphere, somebody probably would have really got seriously hurt. I'm surprised that she didn't even go for the gun, but that's good though, because she didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad the gun issue was never brought up. That saved three people's lives right there, plus their families.
But you know what else? We asked, why didn't he use a taser?
Well,
we asked some of our officers. Because of the budget of King County, every cop can't have a taser.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So I guess they have to use a gun, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the taser is for,
really,
to keep from using
really
extreme violence.
It's really putting them in a bad spot.
It is, because that's so the officer doesn't use extreme violence,
mm-hmm.
that he can just use a taser and take the person down.
Yeah. What do you think, Ronnie?
Right, but then that you have to put yourself, okay, so that if you were trying to actually do that job, you have this girl who's trying to do you harm, you want to make sure that you can go home that night. So you have to do what needs to be done. Not that I'm saying that, okay, Dad, I'm not going to say that he was bad.
But then I'm not going to say that
she was okay, too.
Exactly, exactly. And I, you know, under the circumstances, I understand him being a cop. I think that was the safest thing for him to do is just punch her. I think that was the safest thing for him to do. I mean, it's sad to say, but I'd rather get punched than to get tased or shot.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
So, it had defused the situation right off the bat. I noticed that.
But he should have been able to flip her real quick and handcuff her, but he was like tussling with her back and forth. They're like, why are you tussling with this girl?
Right.
You have training to flip her, put the handcuffs on, get the other girl, put the handcuffs on, and put them in the car.
Yeah, he did have that.
I mean, it wasn't like they were big girls overpowering, right? Because
the
officer is supposed to have strength and endurance.
Right.
Even though he was overwhelmed with one jumping on his back and then the other one in front of him.
That's
it, like,
true. When he could have just let them both go and just say, okay, you know, no.
I wouldn't
let
him
go. You cannot always do that.
No, I mean not let him go. I mean to not handle him physically.
Oh.
That's what I mean. Not to handle
him physically.
But they
have this job that they need to do, and most people do not, you know, that's a job that most people, you know, that they don't want to do. They have to
mm-hmm.
deal with
mm-hmm.
people that are on drugs, that
right.
are just crazy. So,
mm-hmm.
and you're
but
out there.
Some just plain, like you said, you know, they, I can do what I want to do, and you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
You
well,
know,
just that, you know, just that
like
there
that.
Are these kids out there who feel that they can say or do things. And
anything.
Oh, it's getting
right.
bad up here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it is in your state or city, but up here it's bad. These youngsters up here, somebody is going to start either shooting or tasing because they're confronting adults. Oh, really? Yeah, because here they're confronting adults like there's no respect.
There is no respect.
No honor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we would, maybe we didn't appreciate what an elder said, whatever, but we didn't get up in their face,
mm-hmm.
you know, and disrespect them in that manner. But
mm-hmm.
these youngsters today, they're very bold.
Yes, they are.
They're bold. I just feel like they ain't running to the right person yet.
Well,
the they're
right
running
person.
To the right. That'll take all that boldness out they have,
yeah.
okay?
Uh-huh.
Because,
and
you
then,
know, words of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I'll just go back, you know, that I haven't actually, dug deep in that, but I will believe that, and I think that the officer had saw them and they were doing, with this jaywalking, which does go on.
The girl
on,
that he was talking, the shorter girl, she was jaywalking and he caught her jaywalking, and then the older one stepped in to try to keep him from handling her because the younger one was also fighting him.
Okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
So just that the older one thought that she can tell this cop how to do his job.
Right.
Yes, that's
right.
It.
Push came to
that's
shove.
That's the goody in the nutshell. Yep.
And she got hit.
She
mm-hmm.
got hit. Mm-hmm. And that's something she never expected. She was so shocked. And I'm like,
but
why
you know,
are you shocked?
She took that punch like a boxer, though. Did you see when he punched her?
Yeah.
She flipped that head back and kept on going. I said, you strong, girl, you
no,
strong.
No, yeah, she came right back, didn't she?
She been hit like, before.
Yes, she has. I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
I'm not
going to
go down that road, but.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm just saying that, you know, there
you're,
is,
you're
you know.
You're safe.
Well, no, I'm just saying that you have to just look from, you know, because you have to look from point A and B. Okay,
mm-hmm.
there are things that the, okay, just that the cops are trained, but then they
mm-hmm.
have to do what's going to just get them back home again. So
yeah.
they have to just, you know, so that if you had to do that, because at the time that the officer pulls out their, you know, at the time they pull out this of a gun, they
mm-hmm.
their object is they're going to just put you down.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And as they put you down, you're not supposed to just get back up again.
Yeah.
There is
no
one going to shoot you in your arm.
Yeah,
you know,
because they're
you know,
trained to do that, yeah.
Right. And
well,
they're going to shoot two or three times back to back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I said I don't understand the budgetary needs that they're not giving the police officers up here what they really need. I mean, every officer should have a taser so that they don't have to go to the extreme and pull a gun out. You know, we just... we just had a case here a couple of weeks ago. Now, that was outright racism. It had to do with a Latino man. Well, I think a couple of guys. And they were doing, Ronnie, what the police requested. The policemen were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They were being racist, and I think they kicked one of the guys or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
That was wrong. But in the situation with this young girl, I believe if he had had a taser and took her down, the other one probably would have backed up too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wouldn't have been so intense on that officer.
Mm-hmm.
But because they don't have taser, it makes me wonder what other supplies that they don't have.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying I'm taking up for the police. I'm just trying to understand if you need to have all the necessary tools to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
And being a policeman or being a medic, you have to come, you know, to save somebody.
Right.
You should have those two things. You should have everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
And your car, there shouldn't be a budgetary need, but you know,
yeah.
they've cut police departments
yeah.
up here.
Mm-hmm.
Where some departments up here in Washington, if you get robbed or stuff like that, you ain't gonna get no help. It might be an hour or so later. Now, if you done got murdered or, you know, or raped or something, maybe you'll get serviced a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a damn shame.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's a damn shame. But anyway, go ahead, Ron.
Well, that's all I had to say, but I just wanted to just say, you know, just don't, you know, just that we all need to actually think, you know, just
yeah.
that you don't want to think, okay, I can just go off on this person and say, you know, this or that, and things
right.
are going
that's
to be
okay.
That's
the lesson that they need to learn, yes. Mm-hmm. That they just can't just go off and think they can do anything.
No, and when an officer tells you to do something, do it. I mean, cause and effect, we can discuss this later.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But for the time being, while that officer has you stopped,
mm-hmm.
unless he's doing something that's not official and is way wrong, then that's one thing. But, you know, if he stopped you or he's trying to give you a ticket, then the best thing to do is just take it, listen to the officer. You can go back to court and have a hearing
mm-hmm.
by the magistrate or whatever and work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, just at the thing that, well, just at the last thing that I need to say is that people need to just read those books, because if this has happened, let's say, 15 years ago, 20, 30
mm-hmm.
years back,
mm-hmm.
you know, just as, you know, just as, oh, she would not be here, because we've had people that have been hung and shot for doing
that's
stuff
right.
as, you know, that if you just glance, okay, boom.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
yeah.
right.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what young people need to
understand.
Realize
yeah.
and understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've come a long way. A long way, but
right.
we still got a long ways to go yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, to get us there, we're going to have cooperation and understanding.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I don't expect people to lay down, but
no.
stand up for your rights, but know when you're right and when you're wrong.
Exactly.
And when
what
I saw that about
you need to actually do, and sometimes now is not the actual time. You get his
mm-hmm.
name, you get his badge number, or that if you feel the need, tell him that he needs to call, you know, for his boss.
Yes, that's right.
But you don't
that's
but
right.
you don't start to tell him how well actually that you don't tell him or her that they, you know, that they need to actually do this, because that's not their job. They know
yeah, right.
their job. Sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. But, you know, for the average person out there, you know, that if you just tell them that.
Yep. Yep. That's the truth. That's the truth. Well. Hopefully things will get better. I mean, you know, there's good and bad in everything, and I tell people there's good police officers and there's questionable.
I agree.
But I would say the majority on the whole are good police officers,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they try to do their job and help the public in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're given a chance. Of course, if a person goes up with a bad attitude, well, there you have it.
And these are young people, too.
Because older
they
people,
don't understand.
You're not
going to, The
no.
young people don't understand.
I would say 30 and under.
Yeah. They don't understand because
yeah.
they think
over
that
30,
everybody,
it's much.
Bad enough they think the parents is after them. Now they're going to think the rest of the world is after them, too. You know? I mean, it's I'm saying it lightly, but it's a real serious issue that
yeah.
the children need to understand that it's just not a you versus me type situation. It is a situation where he is trying to protect this girl because she was jaywalking. What if somebody would turn a corner and not see her? She's dead.
Well, it's a bad area because where that area is by Franklin School,
mm-hmm.
they have a bridge
to
walk across. The kids just don't want to do it. They're
mm-hmm.
being lazy.
Yeah.
So instead, they run across Rainier Avenue,
mm-hmm.
that busy street.
That busy
I understand why
right
there's
there.
A lot of
yeah.
jaywalking tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want these children to get hurt.
Yep. Right.
But they don't see that. They're
they
like, no, I can get across
that.
Quicker
yeah.
than to go across the
yeah.
walking bridge.
Well, they have that I'm invincible. They have that I'm invincible
Ooh,
attitude.
They got bumpers we don't know about.
I guess I'm just that there's
bumpers.
Been a lease. There's been at least five people down here that have actually been killed. They've been black. They've been white.
Yeah,
know,
it doesn't matter.
Homeless.
You know. Yeah, it doesn't choose. It's just if you're there, it's it. You're going to get caught. Yep.
What? Well, were they in the right or in the wrong when they bite the bullet?
Well, just that there was a guy that they thought, you know, well, just that they assumed that he was on. They assumed that he was on drugs. He had made. You know, that he changed lanes, there was no turn signal, and he ran, I believe, a stop sign and a light at the point that they did pull him over, that they did try to just tase him. That didn't work. He reached into, with his glove box, he pulled out his gun. He shot a, he did shoot like a officer. Twice, and then he
Whoa.
Was killed by you know by the other three cops that were there.
Wow!
Well,
how long ago was this?
That's been in the past 2 months now.
Oh!
Okay.
Whoa! Wow! What city was this in? Is this in Seattle?
No.
No.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
This is where do you reside? What city are you in?
I am in Lynn, that you do know that anyway, but this is in with this Portland.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon. It's not Portland, Maine, is it? Oh, okay, Portland,
no.
Oregon.
It's the Portland. There's Maine.
A Portland, Maine. Yeah. No, Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
That's interesting. Well.
You just never know. You just never know.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm going to get off the phone in case someone else
okay.
needs to just call in.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ronnie. We really appreciate you calling back. That was a good discussion. And a
All
father.
Right.
Father's Day. So
Happy
thank
Father's
you.
Father's Day.
Happy
okay.
Father's Day.
And thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hello? Caller? Yeah, that's really interesting.
That was interesting.
Mm.
That was interesting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they hung up, so, well, there's another one just popped up. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can't. Again, see?
Yeah.
You cannot mute a caller in the screening room. Okay, I ain't trying to mute her. I'm trying to get him on the air.
Yeah.
Just nothing is coming through. Okay, well, anyway. We enjoyed that discussion with Ronnie.
That was a good discussion.
Yes. Okay. Caller?
Oh. Hello?
Hello, go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
And where are you calling from?
Portland, Oregon.
Okay, and go ahead with your shout-out.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to my son, Michael, who's a
All
father.
Right.
But I want to congratulate him on finishing college.
Oh, bless
All
his
right.
heart. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
yes.
I know you're proud of him.
I am proud of him.
Yes. Okay, hold on. Let's give Michael a clap there.
Yay! All right, go ahead.
Great.
And then I want to give a posthumous shout out to my dad and stepdad and my two grandpas.
Oh,
all
great.
Right.
Wonderful.
All right. Very good.
So I'm glad to hear you on the internet blog, and I just wanted to say hello. And
okay.
I had a subject I wanted to bring up.
Well, go ahead. Did you
okay.
give a shout out to your husband?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my husband. Yes, yes.
Girl, you know you want to be in that same room tonight, hush.
Okay,
gotta
then.
Tease you a little bit.
Okay. So,
go ahead with your subject.
So my subject was, and I heard that your co anchor there was starting college. Did I hear that right?
Yeah,
you did.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm contemplating the same thing. And
oh, good for you.
Well, I already started somewhat, but now I'm deciding if I really want to put the time in and the money to finish. And the reason why I am contemplating that is because I'm reading more and more about age discrimination for people over the age of 50, and the farther you go past 50, the worse it gets.
I agree with you on that. I was talking with my co-anchor here a few weeks back that we may have to just open up our new business area and just have nothing but 50 and older having their little businesses, and we work and take care of ourselves.
That sounds like a good
idea. Yeah, because I'm 58, and I will be 59 this summer, and so I'm going to go for an AA degree, and I have that same very question that you just asked. It's getting worse and worse, and I'm like, okay, and my anchor, she's older than I am, so I'm just like, okay, what are we going to do here?
Yep.
You know, because like I was saying, you know, it's a form of discrimination, and they can't discriminate against us if they've raised the retirement age. We have to work.
And if you, let me tell you, there's an archive show, Valerie, where we discuss this about what the job resources are out here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was last month. Mm-hmm. But if you go on the archive, you see it. Now, we just did a discussion 2 weeks ago about health care for people that don't have jobs, too.
Mm-hmm.
We brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
but,
well, I'll have to go back and check your archive. I'll be more than happy to do that. I'm sure it'll be helpful to me in my
Well, we've got a lot of information. In fact, even on the healthcare,
mm-hmm.
we gave a lot of good information and websites and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the very first show when we talked about being 50 plus and without a job, what do you do now?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
I'm blessed
right now. I have a job, and at this point, I think I'm going to stay there, even though it's not the perfect job, but it could be a lot worse than it is.
Long as you can, because that's what I did on my job. I stayed as long as I could, and they laid me off, and I said, okay. I said, it's going to be 3 years before I get another decent job, because I'm going to try to go all the way through and get my AA degree and go into the medical field working as a medical assistant. So hopefully, you know, they said it's a high demand for that kind of job anyway. They're saying that even on TV. And I said, okay, I'm going to get something where, you know, the demand is high. So that's what I chose. So I start that tomorrow.
All right.
I start my prerequisites, and then I take it from there. Are you going to school at nighttime or part-time or online?
I was going to school at night when I started back last year, and
mm-hmm.
I was just taking one class at a time, and I actually enjoyed it, so that
mm-hmm.
was good. I was glad I enjoyed it. So this time I'm going to start with a online class because the things that I'm taking are kind of technical in nature, so
right.
You could be in a classroom, but a lot of what I'm taking I already work with, so I'm already
mm-hmm.
familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not speaking for anyone else, but due to my age,
mm-hmm.
my attention span gets really bad after work.
Okay.
So I figure if I do it online, I can do my studying and those types
of
things.
And you can take your time
weekend.
Doing it, too? Yeah.
Yeah. Take my time
mm-hmm.
and do it on the weekend when I can be fresh and really pay attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
We had another caller last week, Brenda, and she's also doing her school online as well.
Yeah,
and
I'm doing.
She was telling us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm doing
mm-hmm.
part of my schooling online also. So right. they I think it's a good idea, and I hope that with this online, you know, it will help a lot of people that, you know, that are wanting to go to school, but at this time when everything is going on, even the president is urging people to go to school. If you need to go to school or do you want to finish school, now's the time to do it.
And they just
right.
cut off the unemployment for 2 years now.
They did?
I think it's
wow.
I think it's just 2 years and that's it. There's nothing after 2 years.
Wow. So they have
yeah.
to just try to get financial aid
they,
or something like
yeah.
that to go to school longer.
Have you checked into that too? What resources are available to you, Valerie?
Well, I have. I have a little too much money to get any other money.
Okay.
So, unfortunately,
oh, okay.
I guess that's fortunately instead of unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I, my employer will pay for part of it, a small part.
Okay.
It was just for me. It was just a matter of deciding that I was going to commit myself to do it. It was
oh, okay.
a money issue, so.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but good for you to do that, though. You know, we got to think of other ways. That's why I'm being creative and having a radio show, and my second book hopefully should be out by August.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no incentive, Valerie, for me to retire. You know, when people
there's
used
no
to retire, you want
to
travel and go visit
yeah.
your relatives, your friends, and
mm-hmm.
go on cruises or whatever. That incentive is not out there. Hell, the airline is so high, you can barely, you know, it's not so much a ticket, it's the added cost onto the ticket.
Onto the ticket.
To even get out of the state where you're at, you know,
mm-hmm.
or the city, I should say.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, everything
yeah.
is very expensive. I was, how are you doing on time?
We got 3 minutes. Go ahead. You're fine.
Okay. I was thinking about my son that I mentioned earlier that graduated and,
mm-hmm.
you know, his debt. And although he is, you know, a college graduate at this time,
mm-hmm.
he's not, there's no jobs out there for him.
He's, no, there isn't.
He's working at a bank. His
mm-hmm.
his major was construction or is construction management. And so
mm-hmm.
right now the construction market is so down, you know.
Yep.
There's nowhere,
so
nobody's really hiring, and the ones they're hiring are the ones that were laid off that are our age. And they
mm-hmm.
can get them
yep.
real cheap because they've been unemployed
yep.
so long, they'll take it.
Take it
yeah.
in
yeah.
a heartbeat,
yeah.
yeah. That's what they were complaining about over the television and stuff and the news that, you know, the young people, like her son, is just graduated. And
yeah.
they can't even get their job
and their degree.
Yeah, because they're getting people who are older, but they're taking it at less
cheaper wages.
Yeah,
and all the experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're older. And
that's
kind
of like
a
catch 22 in the situation too. And I don't think that's fair to anybody.
No, it's
young
not.
Or old, it's not fair to anybody.
It's not fair. Well, I think. The whole way of life is just changing.
Mhm.
That's true.
It is.
It
really
is. Well, Valerie, we're down to 1 minute remaining on the show, and I thank you so much for calling in. That was a good discussion. We'll have to continue that.
Mm-hmm.
That was very good. And thank you for your shout-out to all your men folks. That was beautiful. So, anyway, I'm going to disconnect, and I thank you again for calling. Me and Vernice really appreciate that, and please do call again. Don't let this be your last call.
I will not, and thank you so much for having this show.
You're welcome.
Okay, you're
welcome. Very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She was sweet.
She was. Okay. Let's do this, and... Okay. All right. Well, it's come to that time. 60 seconds left, and we'll be off the air. I want to thank all the callers that called in to give a shout-out to their fathers, grandfathers, sons, uncles, husbands. Thank you very much. As always, I thank Vernice, my best, who's always here with me. And don't forget, next Sunday, will be relationships. So we want everybody to call in, and we're going to be discussing relationships from the age of 30 up to 60. And that will be at 6 o'clock. My show is Talk to Me. My name is Lennis and Vernice, and we look forward to hearing from you next Sunday. Take care, and again, happy Father's Day, and everybody have a wonderful evening. Thank you again.